Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
Welcome back again to Hour 2, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Check us out on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com and join us on, well, you can watch us live on YouTube right now. Join us on live chat if you would. It's like taking a phone call, friends. I go over there quite often, interact with my friends over there. So we appreciate those guys, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Join us on live chat. Click onto the live video or go over to BeforeIt'sNews.com and do the same thing there. Click onto the video. We're on the front page. And go to live chat. Join us. Or if you want to give us a call, you can do that now. Make it your show. Hour 2, 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. We have James holding on for the last 13 minutes from, I'm guessing, New Brunswick. Am I correct, James?
Nope, from Nebraska. Oh. I call in once in a while. Yep.
Oh, okay. I thought you were one of our friends from across the border, but go ahead, James. What say you?
Hey, yeah, great show again. I'm glad I got the time to listen to it today. Are you familiar? Well, I got two questions. I'll start with the most pressing one to me right now that are tying in with what you're talking about, but the company AstraZeneca, are you familiar with that?
No.
Okay. The Trump administration just gave them $1.2 or $1.3 billion for this vaccine. And if you go to their on YouTube, they have a whole. I mean, it's a huge company overseas, and they're part of the United Nations and the Global Agenda 2030. And my question is, or it's obvious probably, why would Trump give a supporter of Agenda 2030, population and control, a company that kind of money, unless he's for the Agenda 2030? That's one of my questions and observations to you. And if you're not familiar with it, it's pretty.
Well, no. I am with you, James. But I want to ask you, why do you think he is? Why do you think he is?
Well, he has to be for it. But everybody, I work with a bunch of people that are Q cult followers, and they believe he's just playing a game.
They're saying
and that he's smarter than them. And just like I had a conversation yesterday with one who it got pretty heated, and he said the reason Trump held up the Bible the other day out in public was he did a public exorcism over the country, and now the country is going to have a revival like you've never seen.
Yeah, James, I want to have a conversation with you, okay? I'm not going to dump this call really quick. I want you to understand, this is what these people have been doing to deceive themselves over and over again.
Yeah.
And they've been doing it for a long time. Read 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, the whole chapter. They love not the truth. They're giving themselves over to deception, and they're going to get what they got coming because they're sowing into it. Show me in Scripture, my friend, anywhere. And I'm not putting you to the test. I'm not calling you out under the carpet in any sense of the word, but I want to ask you a question. Can you show me in Scripture where when God judges a nation, he doesn't see it all the way through? Because when you think of what's going on under this administration, Donald Trump does the exact opposite of what he says he's going to do. He's the most pro-life president, and then we find out that he dumps millions of dollars into the global agenda concerning birth control and these reproductive companies like or organizations like that of Planned Parenthood on a global scale. We're told that he's the most pro-life, or I'm sorry, the most pro-Second Amendment president. First 500 days, he signs on to 500 the first 500 days, over 55 bills were signed to restrict his Second Amendment. Education system, he comes in, talks about how he's let's make America great again, and this is how we do it. Then we find out his Secretary of Education, Betsy DeVos, does the exact opposite and then adheres the curriculum in America to the UN global agenda. The same thing with the NAFTA deal. It's a bad deal. Let's get rid of it. Let's bring in USMCA, only to find out that Donald Trump's administration just gave more power and control to the UN to intermeddle with the affairs of America. The list goes on and on and on and on. And the American people, because they're so biblically and constitutionally illiterate, they actually believe that Donald Trump is actually as smart as he wants you to believe he is. He's so smart, they got to take a guy like Joe Biden and put him up next to him to ensure that he's the next president of the United States of America. Why do they have Joe Biden there? To make Donald Trump look smart. And people don't get what's going on right now. God is judging this nation, my friends. There's no question about it.
Yeah. No, I'm in agreement with you 100%. It's just out here where I'm at, there's so many people that truly believe Mark Taylor's a prophet and that Trump is God. I mean, it's just so crazy out there.
Yeah. So let me go after Mark Taylor for a moment, okay? Because when you look at everything that guy does and says, isn't it interesting? The very church in America that are the greatest advocates to the homosexual agenda, the sodomite agenda, corruption in government, infiltration of Muslims into this country, those are the people praising Mark Trump. These are the people that are getting around Mark Trump's book that just mysteriously came out right before Donald Trump became the president of the United States of America. I also want to say this, the very guy that broke Mark Taylor, I had a conversation with him. He's sorry that he ever helped the likes of a Mark Taylor because he sees that he is nothing but the opposite of what he claims to be. But then again, that's what happens when the false prophets come out. I mean, that's all you have to do is look at any country that has been judged. You get the false prophets coming out in masses and saying what the people want to hear, and God will send out the one or the two or the handful of real prophets, and they will counter that message, and they'll line it up to Scripture. The problem Mark Taylor has is he can't line up what he's saying with Scripture. The problem Mark Taylor is having is he doesn't want to get on radio shows or other programs where they're going to actually hold him to the Word of God, because he knows right then and there, like any politician, if I was to hold the Constitution to him, they don't want to be embarrassed for the rest of the people to hear. Mark Taylor's a false prophet. He has been since day one. Many people believe he's a plant because of the timing of his message. And if you take his prophecies and line them up with Scripture, I'd like for someone to call me in at any time, namely Mark Taylor, and I'd like for him to explain to me in Scripture how it lines up with his words of prophecy that are coming from his own deprived and depraved mind and heart. The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know them? And this is exactly what this guy's doing, is prophesying from his own heart. Read Ezekiel 13, Jeremiah 23, Deuteronomy 13. The list goes on concerning false prophets. But in a time like this, when you get prophets to rise up, they're not telling the people what they want to hear. They're telling the people what they need to hear. This guy's doing just the exact opposite. He is teeing up Donald Trump to do the very things that he's getting away with today. No question about it.
Great point. I'll keep listening. I appreciate that.
Thank you, brother. Yep. We're on the same page. I just wanted to let you know I wasn't going after you. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. We're going to come right back. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Again, we'll be right back on the other side. And, well, if you want to make it your show, lines are wide open right now. Talk to you in a minute.
It was William Booth who founded the Salvation Army that said, "I consider that the chief dangers which confront the coming century will be religion without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, salvation without generation, politics without God, and heaven without hell." It was also the same William Booth who said, "If you want to change the future, then you're going to have to trouble the present." Well, we here at the Sons of Liberty have always been a troubler of the present to preserve our future for generations to come. And you can be a part of it too. Go to SonsOfLibertyRadio.com and click on the Spread the Word button, where you can join us in taking part in winning this nation for Christ by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. You can also make a one one-time donation as well by clicking the Donate Securely button on our landing page. We cannot do this apart from you. We are all together in this fight to win America back under Christ and restore us back to the foundations that made us great. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com today.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together. Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Okay, so 1-866-582-9933. This is what I like when we get phone calls. You get us on track again because this is what the people need to hear. And that was a great call, my friend from Nebraska. I want you to listen carefully because I just went over to Ezekiel 13, and it says, "And the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, listen carefully, son of man, prophesy against the prophets of Israel that prophesy." God's children, God's fighters, right? The church. "And say thou unto them that prophesy out of their own hearts, hear ye the word of the Lord." Mark Taylor, Jonathan Kahn, Jonathan Hagee. The list goes on, friends. Okay? "Thus saith the Lord." Mario Murillo is another one. Kenneth Copeland's another one. Creflo Dollar's another one. Folks, you get the point. Joyce Meyer's another one. This clown, Joel Osteen, I'm not even going to go there because everybody already knows that with this guy, right? But listen to what it says. "Thus saith the Lord, woe," that's a curse, "unto the foolish prophets that follow their own spirit and have seen nothing. O Israel, thy prophets are like the foxes in the deserts." Okay? "You've not gone up into the gaps, neither made up the hedge for the house of Israel to stand in the battle, to prepare them to stand against the wicked." No, not at all. Just the opposite. "You have not gone up into the gaps, neither made up the hedges for the house of Israel to stand in the battle in the day of the Lord. They have seen vanity and lying divination, saying, the Lord saith, and the Lord hath not sent them. And they have made others to hope that they would confirm the word." Right? What did he say? Verse 7, Ezekiel 13. "Have you not seen a vain, empty, worthless vision? And have you not spoken a lying divination? Whereas you say, the Lord saith that, albeit I have not spoken, the Lord said." I didn't send these guys. I didn't say what they're saying. "Therefore, thus saith the Lord God, because you have spoken vanity and seen lies, therefore, behold, I am against you, saith the Lord God. And my hand shall be upon the prophets that see vanity and that divine lies. They shall not be in the assembly of my people, neither shall they be written in the house of Israel, neither shall they enter into the land of Israel, and you shall know that I am the Lord God. Because they have," listen carefully, this is key, "they have seduced my people, saying, peace, and there was no peace. And one built up a wall, and lo, others daubed it with untempered mortar." Well, what does that untempered mortar mean? Ezekiel uses the practice to typify the work of false prophets. Well, give me the parallel. They build up stories and make them plausible by an outward semblance to truth. Okay, looks like it, isn't it? While, in fact, they are flimsy, unreliable prophecies resembling the walls described above, which cannot be broken down by a push or a heavy rainstorm. Hey, folks, I'll just say it one more time. The prophets of God are pointing their finger at the responsible parties, the American people, today to take responsibility before Him. Okay? Not to put your hope in a man, where the word is clear when He said, those that trust in the arm of the flesh, this is a curse. But blessed is the man that trusteth in the Lord. Okay? Blessed is the man that trusteth in the Lord. When a false prophet comes about to tell you to subject yourself to the arm of the flesh, you're going to reap the curse. And it's exactly what America is under right now. Exactly. Because of the likes of a Mark Taylor, because of the likes of a Mario Murillo, because of the likes of a John Hagee, because of the likes of a Jonathan Kahn. Folks, the list goes on. Paula White, the list goes on. What are they doing? They're putting you back to sleep. Franklin Graham is another one. We just talked about this week, friends. Franklin Graham comes out and says, when the world needs the church the most, I wrote, Franklin Graham directs the impotent church to pray when he should be leading them in protest against corruption. I'm not condemning prayer. I'm leading them to action. Isn't that what Ezekiel just told us about the false prophets? They're to build up the hedge for the house of Israel to stand in the day in the battle. Get in the war. That's where the spiritual life is found. Thank you, Lord. I just posted this yesterday, and you couldn't get a better quote from a guy that understood what Americans need to understand today. He was a chaplain during the Civil War. His name is E.M. Bounds, and I want you to listen carefully as to what he says, because this is the church. He said, God's church is a militant host. Is this what you see from these pansies? Absolutely not. It's a warfare. It's with unseen forces of evil. God's people compose an army fighting to establish His kingdom in this earth. Their aim is to destroy the kingdom of Satan and to erect the kingdom of God over its ruins. Hello? The Bible is clear that Jesus made Himself manifest to destroy the works of the devil through the church. Not the church handing over its birthright to a corrupt government the way that it has today. He goes on. Listen to this. Encounter this. How it stands antithetical to how you're taught today through their false definitions because of the false grace that they're preaching. Listen to what E.M. Bounds said. He said the purpose and their aim is to destroy the kingdom of Satan, not to patty cake with it. He goes on, and to erect the kingdom of God over its ruins, which is righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. Oh, my goodness. What a different gospel E.M. Bounds preached. He said this militant army is composed of individual soldiers of the cross. These today are enemies of the cross. They preach not the cross, and they preach a false grace. Period. Okay? And the Bible warns us of such people in Jude 1, okay? 2 and verse 3. E.M. Bounds finishes, the armor of God is its defense, and prayer is the added power that conquers and crowns it all. Is that what you're hearing from today? Nope, you're not hearing anything with the Word of God as to where they pervert and wrest the Word of God to make it work for their end aim. And what is it? Adding strength to tyranny. Adding strength to tyranny, friends. And I'm talking about over your lives. My friend in Nebraska, all those that are going along to get along, you rest assured they know not the Word of God, and they definitely don't know the Constitution. It shows you what happens to a desensitized and a dummy-down people to even suggest that these people, both in the church and the state, are legitimate in any sense of the word, because they're not. They're not. Matthew 5:13 tells us, you are the salt of the earth. But if the salt loses its flavor, how shall it be seasoned? It is then good for nothing but to be thrown out and trampled underfoot by men. Isn't that what we're seeing today? Folks, prime case in point, I brought my friend Richard Mass from Liberty Council on radio almost 4 or 5 weeks ago now. And he came out and he said, Bradley, the church needs to lead the way. I said, I know. I said, I've been working on people locally just to open up one of their churches. I said, even if they don't want to do it, I said, I'll go preach. Someone wants to open one up in California. I know that there's preachers out there that are defying those unconstitutional orders. Good for you guys. I know that you're doing it in the corners. I know that you're doing it in obedience to God. I recognize that. But I'm reproving and correcting and instructing those that don't know the Word of God, that have in fact submitted themselves to the King, to their own demise. And I'm talking about government. Okay, they bowed their knee to government, suggesting that we submit to them rather than God, in any sense of the word, friends. By closing down their churches. And you know how the state did this, by the way, for those that didn't know. The state came in and said, we'll give you money, but you're going to have to come in and you're going to have to follow our edicts. See, what they did is they took our money and they then handed it off to businesses and churches to go ahead and follow their unconstitutional edicts by shutting down. They used your money to do that, friends. Okay? And then what do? They forced compliance right behind it. You see what they did? They just made slaves, didn't they? Yep, they did. All over America, friends, you can see who the church in America submits to, and it ain't the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And you want to suggest to me, friends, that America is not under judgment? You've got to be out of your mind. Furthermore, how many know that the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob is going to go ahead and bless a nation that basically advocates through their inaction, apathy, tolerance, whatever the case might be, the murder of over 4,000 babies a day? Yeah, that's who the church is submitting to, friends. Just think about that. Apparently, they don't understand Protestant, Protestant. No, apparently they don't. No. Give me a break. This is what we're up against. As a matter of fact, let me get to it. I said that we're going to be talking about a recycle of propaganda 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, from both church and state. Well, I gave you the state. Now let's go to the church. Speaking of Franklin Graham, here we go again. The modern-day church leader, Franklin Graham, speaks. And instead of the American church obeying the Lord and preaching peace and righteousness through their actions, they are indoctrinated to sit back and watch the world preach their gospel of hate and violence through looting and unlawful protest. And I'm not talking about the peaceful protesters. We're all for them. Okay? I'm going to come back to this. We're going to hit the church now. Okay? Again, and show you the responsibility of those that want to just pass it off, or pass the buck, as they say, to the government to do for them what God has commanded them to do. It's not going to fly in the day of judgment, and the day of judgment is here today, friends. I'm going to take a quick break. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, 1-866-582-9933. Be right back.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Protests in the wake of George Floyd's death are stretching into their second weekend, with Washington, D.C. seeing the city's largest demonstration since he was killed on Memorial Day in Minneapolis. Also in D.C., the city's mayor, Muriel Bowser, had a message painted on the city street that leads to the White House, and it says, Black Lives Matter, in large yellow letters that take up the entire street. Residents of Minneapolis and St. Paul are no longer under a curfew, and the state is planning to start sending state troopers and National Guard members back to their homes. And Philadelphia city leaders are getting ready for what is expected to be an even bigger Justice for George Floyd protest at the Art Museum. The National Guard and other law enforcement agencies are continuing to assist Philadelphia police. And a public viewing and private memorial service for George Floyd are being held in Rayford, North Carolina. This is USA Radio News. The NYPD officer who was recorded pushing a woman to the ground in Brooklyn has been suspended without pay. Additionally, a supervisor who was on the scene has now been transferred. Each of these cases have been referred to the department advocate for disciplinary action. The woman, Danya Zayer, said the police officer knocked her phone out of her hand when she put her arms up to protect herself. He cursed at her, called her derogatory terms, and then shoved her. She had a seizure and a concussion after the incident. NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell issued a video statement saying, "We were wrong for not listening to NFL players earlier who are protesting police brutality." The statement comes amid nationwide protests over the death of George Floyd, but also years of controversy when the NFL refused to support Colin Kaepernick and other players who knelt in protest over police brutality. In his minute and a half statement, Goodell did not mention Kaepernick by name, but he said the NFL will encourage all to speak out and peacefully protest. Goodell also said without black players, there would be no National Football League. This is USA Radio News.
Attention gardeners, if you need to grow nutritionally dense vegetables or medicinal herbs this year, listen, because a bioactive superfood for plants is now available. This all-natural superfood for plants is so effective at producing maximum plant growth in minimum time that it almost forces plants to grow, even under the worst light and soil conditions. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's truly remarkable. Vegetables grow faster and contain more bioavailable vitamins and trace minerals. Plants that rarely bloom will flower constantly. Sickly plants become vibrantly alive. Medicinal herbs become super potent. Flowers become more vivid right before your very eyes. ProtoGrow also improves the taste quality of all your garden vegetables. That's because it's more than just an all-natural superfood for plants. It's a proprietary blend of bioactive sea nutrients that contain the basic building blocks of life itself, which is why ProtoGrow even renews your garden by increasing the microorganisms in the soil. Learn more at growlikecrazy.com. That's growlikecrazy.com. Get special pricing for network listeners right now at growlikecrazy.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. Two segments left, and I want to finish this. If you want to call in, I love hearing from you, 1-866-582-9933. I was just talking about this, and our friend from Nebraska just kind of gave us the entrance to go on to this topic, or should I say the bridge from what we were talking about to this topic. When the world needs the church the most, Franklin Graham, representative of the Evangelical Church in America, directs the impotent church to pray when he should be leading them into protest against corruption. Now, hear me out. Hear me out scripturally, okay? We have Franklin Graham with his picture of him with his head down, holding his Bible, you know, that false version of being meek, you know. Meek is power under control, for the record. I just want people to understand that. And humility is being who you are in the Lord. And the Bible says that the righteous are made bold as lions, okay? It doesn't say anything about effeminate men as being the standard. No, it's a lack of Christianity, not Christian or Christianity. The line of the tribe of Judah, the captain of our salvation, is the one that we're to emulate, not the likes of a Franklin Graham or the modern-day church. But for some reason or another, the Americans have put Franklin Graham up as to be the standard for some reason, him and his daddy. I don't know why. I'm embarrassed for him. Because they should be ashamed of what they tolerate. But here it is. We have Franklin Graham telling the church to sit back and pray. Now, well, the world is doing what? The world is out there preaching their gospel of hate and violence. Where's the church today? I want to tell you where they're at. Silent and submissive to the unjust. Read Isaiah 26:9 if you want the answer. They have left off Christ as one that they should be emulating. In other words, man has stepped into the place of the divine and have rejected the Lord. And apparently Franklin Graham is at peace with the world that's at war with God. I want you to listen to me again. Apparently Franklin Graham is at peace with a world that's at war with God. How do you say peace to people that are in a world where everything that you see around the church, namely in our country, they're at war with God every step of the way. And Franklin wants you to be at peace with that world? Well, that's not what we're called to do. We're called to be the light of the world. We're called to reprove darkness, right? Again, remember, Jesus is the standard, not Franklin Graham. And it's interesting that Franklin Graham, again, son of Billy Graham, would say, I want you to listen carefully so you understand, giving you kind of an overview as to what he's been saying over the last couple of weeks. But he said during the COVID-19, Franklin Graham did, that we need to obey the authorities. And now during the riots, Franklin said that we need to pray. Wow. And again, let me say another thing concerning Franklin Graham. Apparently, he hasn't read church history, or has he read the book of Acts? No, I don't think he has. Now, the reoccurring theme with both Franklin's and his father are that they are continually playing the diplomats, bartering God's word to that of fallen man's, especially when it comes to the church's responsibility before God. And the fact of the matter is, friends, they are both reproachful and embarrassing at times. They are. Mark 7:13. See, the commandments of man make void the commandments of God. Because when you look at Scripture, yes, friends, pray, but also bring forth the works in protest towards corruption. Matthew 16:17-19. Franklin is, in fact, neutering the church, and the biblically illiterates are falling in close pursuit. Oh, and by the way, speaking of those false prophets, keep in mind nobody has propped up Donald Trump more than Franklin Graham has. Just for the record. Nothing new under the sun, by the way. Even so, faith, if it hath not works, is dead, being alone. Yeah, if a man say thou hast faith, I have works, Paul said. Show me thy faith without thy works, and I'll show you thee my faith by my works. Folks, I got to tell you, firsthand experience, since I've been in the church over the last 22 years, 23 years now, my opposition has been those that call themselves Christians. When I first started doing high school assemblies, I did 364 of them in 25 different states, from Alaska all the way to Florida, Key West, Florida. You know who our opposition was? The church. They were the ones telling us that we can't cross lines between church and state. You know, this is just like in Numbers 14, friends, when Joshua and Caleb were sent out to get the good, to eat the good of the land, and they went out and they brought back the fruit to the children of Israel, and the Bible tells us that the children of Israel wanted to stone them to death. Why? Because they could do it. They didn't want to hear that, because then they would have to be obligated to do the same thing. See, they want, just like the children of Israel in the Old Testament, they wanted Moses to do everything for them. And God, yet God required them that they do what God has commanded not only Moses to do, but also themselves to do as well. Nothing new under the sun. I mean, isn't that interesting? You got a bunch of communists, the ACLU, who said that there's lines between church and state. They've taken it out of context, right? They got it completely backwards. Just ask Thomas Jefferson, 1802, Danbury Church, when there's an erected wall barring the government from what it's doing to you today. But they took it on and said, you know what? We're not doing anything. We just want to sit back and we want to relax. We want our false gospel. We want to heap up teachers to itch our itching ears. And we don't want you to tell us what we're supposed to do. We want you to show us what you can do. Okay? That's the church. And if you do it and it embarrasses them for what they leave undone, then they're going to begin to attack you, and that's exactly what's happened. There's the children of the flesh and there's the children of the spirit. And we know that the children of the flesh always warred against the children of the spirit, and it's exactly what they're doing today. Okay? Remember, it was the religious hypocrites of the day that had Christ crucified. Crucify him, crucify him. We have no king but what? King Caesar, right? So let me go back to Franklin Graham. When you think of the COVID-19 narrative, we talked about that during the first hour. Again, that's falling apart on a daily basis as hundreds of thousands across the world in the medical profession continue to debunk this fraud that is being perpetuated on the people globally. Franklin Graham steps up and tells the church to submit to unlawful orders. He said, submit to the authorities. Wow, that's pretty crazy. Apparently, he doesn't know the U.S. Constitution either. And if you knew the Word of God the way that he wants everybody to believe that he knows the Word of God, then why is he telling you to submit to unjust and tyrannical authorities, as he calls them? I can't find that anywhere in Scripture. Can anybody show me in Scripture as to where we're supposed to submit to unconstitutional, first and foremost, ungodly commands? No, the church is commanded from the book of Genesis all the way to the book of Revelations to do just the exact opposite. But why is Franklin Graham, friends, telling us to submit to authorities? Who's he working for? You need to begin to question these people that call themselves leaders and authorities in this country. I mean, we know COVID-19's a fraud, but Franklin, here's the church, comes in and tells us to submit to the tyrants. Hey, Franklin, that authority was given unto us by God in Romans 13. That's the Bible. When you go to the Declaration of Independence, those that serve we the people derive their just powers from the consent of we the people. We don't serve government. We are the government. And those representatives represent the people that they work for. Romans 12:21 says, be not overcome evil, but overcome evil with good. What do you suppose is happening there? Steve from Minnesota calling in. Thank you, my friend. What say you concerning what we're talking about?
Well, I always find it interesting that's the thing that used to trouble me about, you know, the different religious people where they interpret the Bible for the devil's benefit instead of God's benefit.
Yes, you know, they do.
I had a friend he's kind of learning a stuff, and we'll have long discussions on it. And we were talking Romans 13, and his church was saying that they show their obedience to God through their submission to the government in this. And I said, well, tell me, does that make sense to you? I said, how does submitting to the government that gives money to Planned Parenthood advance God's agenda?
Yeah,
I said, if it comes out where you read the Bible and it's contrary to what would benefit God, it has you got to be interpreting it wrong, because if God gives you the Ten Commandments, there's no way you can interpret that Bible where it's going to tell you could be disobedient to God, even if the state orders you to be.
That's right.
It's going to lead you to follow God, do what God wants, and God's always going to be the winner, not the devil.
That's right. I mean, Fox's Book of Martyrs, Steve, alone, the Word of God alone, it shows us the Book of Josephus alone. I mean, we can go on and on and on. What is the history of the church but resisting tyrants? And if you see who those that are responsible for the crimes that should be resisted, it's the state assailing the church, not the other way around.
Well, when Nero was torching Christians to light his garden at the time the New Testament was being written, I mean, obviously, it's like I told the kid, I said, you aren't going to, Paul wouldn't have had to tell you, he wouldn't have had to hide from the government to tell you to obey the government. Obviously, if the government decided good from evil, Nero would have been praising him. He wouldn't be lighting his garden by burning Christians at the stake. I mean,
that's a fact. Yes.
They don't even pay attention to what was going on at the time. The prison epistles were called that because Paul wrote them in prison. If he had said obey government no matter what, and government decides what's good or evil, there's no way he would have been in there. And
that's right.
Preachers today, we need missionaries. We need to send missionaries to our own church. I mean, some of the most lost people I know are standing up in front and preaching. It just breaks my heart to watch them.
I got to be honest with you though, Steve. You know, the fact of the matter is, what you just said is truth. It's true. God will send foreigners into America to begin to wake us up concerning what's going on. And one such man was a man called Dimitri Dunamis back in the 90s. And this is happening continuously. But the fact of the matter is I personally don't feel sorry for those that are lost that are preaching from the pulpits, because for some reason or another, my Bible will tell me that they want to be there. And if they want to be there, they're not called of God. They're called of the devil, said Mariah Woodworth Etter. I totally appreciate your phone call. We'll be right back on the other side of this break.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, I'm a Sons of Liberty listener. I listen to Bradley almost every day. He tells us what we need to hear instead of what we want to hear, unlike most shows that you listen to. Why don't you join me and sign up to be a son or daughter of Liberty today?
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Perfect timing. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Do consider supporting this ministry, friends. It's been a long 7 weeks. I haven't asked for, we're not a ministry that begs for support. We just trust that people will lift us up and understand that we are a ministry. And we want to let you know that we would ask that you don't forget us during this time. Hopefully when we get on the other side of this, folks, we can have a different conversation. But right now I'm just asking, please do not forget about us as a ministry. Please go to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go to the store and donate if you would. And keep us out there, friends, because it's about to get busy again. And we are in this warfare. We are in this fight until the day that we are no longer allowed to do it in the sight of God and man. I wanted to let you know, because we're talking about the very thing right now on sonsoflibertymedia.com, Tim Brown just posted, major victory for right of churches to be free of government meddling. We didn't need anybody's translation, friends, or interpretation of what the U.S. Constitution says, but you know it's always good when you get good government to get behind you and say, you know what, you need to back off. What they're doing is totally lawful, and we have no business intermeddling. It's interesting that the U.S. Constitution is not a tool for government to restrict the people. It's a tool for the people to restrict the government. And again, we have it upside down. Read Isaiah 59 when you get a moment. But there's good news for those that are out there fighting the good fight of faith. I want to go back to our conversation during this last segment that we just had with Steve from Minnesota. And we're talking about right now how Franklin Church is neutering the church. Franklin is at peace with the world that's at war with God, and we see him purposely putting the church back to sleep, a false grace. And instead of gathering the troops and getting them business or getting busy, What is he doing? He's doing just the exact opposite. And the Lord reproves such inaction in Ezekiel 13, as we highlighted a couple segments ago. Now, I want to get back to this because Franklin is saying during the COVID-19 that we need to submit to COVID-19. Now, we're having judges all over the country saying, hey, listen, government, you need to back off. Okay, those are people that are interpreting the U.S. Constitution, and they're doing their job, and we thank God for good government. Okay, but we have Franklin Graham going along with the narrative. Don't you think he'd have a little bit better insight and understanding concerning, I mean, if this is what he does, is feed on the Word of God day and night? I don't find where he finds in Scripture that we're supposed to submit to unjust representation. We don't, folks, we have representatives in this country. Again, we do not have leaders in this country. So where is he getting his doctrine from? He's getting it from the leaving of the Herodians, government. And Jesus warned us of that in Mark 8:15. But listen, he said that we need to submit to authorities. Okay, I want you to listen to the authorities, and Steve tapped into this for just a moment, but the authorities that Franklin Graham wants the church to submit to, he's referring to the same politicians that are exposed on a daily basis for lies, fraud, and scandal. Why would Franklin Graham tell you to do that? Why would he tell the church to submit to these said authorities, pretended authorities, friends? Read John 8:44. There's no truth in these people. Why would Franklin Graham tell the church to submit to the liars, those that are committing the act of fraud, treason, and scandals? Why would he have you or give the directive to the church to submit to these people? Because he's, folks, the unspoken is that he is telling you to submit to these people as if to suggest that they are legitimate individuals and they're upright in righteousness in the purpose of government in any capacity. No, he is incorrect every step of the way. And no, I will not submit to tyranny. And no, I will not submit to a liar, to a fraud, or to those that commit the act of treason. Won't do it. I mean, you would have thought this guy would have knew better concerning the likes of Judas, who betrayed Jesus with a kiss. Right? 22:48, the book of Luke. Check it out when you get a moment. Folks, he wants you to submit to the authorities, these politicians that are the same ones that have released sex offenders and felons from prison, while also throwing churchgoers into jail for obeying God. Listen to Franklin Graham's message, friends. Submit to the authorities that are throwing churchgoers into jail for obeying God. That's Franklin Graham's message. Listen to me again. Franklin Graham is telling us to submit to the authorities that are throwing churchgoers into jail for obeying God. I want to say this. It's better to obey God than man. Acts 5:29. If that's not enough fruit for to expose Franklin Graham for who he is, I don't know what to say to you, friends. Because these authorities that Franklin Graham would have the church submit to are the ones that have unlawfully shut down businesses in contrast to the commands of God. I'm just telling you what Franklin said, friends. Deuteronomy 24, verse 6, 2 Thessalonians 3:10. These are the same ones that have taught Americans to take on the language from this government, such as essential workers, which is directly from, again, Adolf Hitler's playbook found in the Third Reich concerning political prisoners. These are the same ones that are rewarding people to snitch on each other. But Franklin Graham wants you to submit to these people. Why? Folks, this happens in every dictatorship. Adolf Hitler had Catholics around him. Benito Mussolini did the same thing, friends. Joseph Stalin did the same things. They want to control both facets, government and the church, and it always helps by having the church in cahoots with corrupt, tyrannical governments. Just ask them. Learn from that history, America. Learn from that history. One has to ask themselves why Franklin Graham is indoctrinating the church to submit to tyranny. 1 Peter 2:14 tells us what? Governors were appointed to be what? A terror to those that do wickedness or evil. And to be a praise to them that are what? That do good. Franklin's got it upside down, friends. You know what? Let's just go for it. You know as well as I do, Franklin Graham, son of Billy Graham, you know that they're plants. You know they are. Ever since Billy Graham has been in the limelight and he was puffed up by William Randolph Hearst back in the end of the 40s and the beginning of the 50s. He has been a part of every administration. I wonder what he's doing when he has time to speak to every single president. You have Obama praising Billy Graham. You have Bill Clinton praising Billy Graham. You have the most evil man known to FBI whistleblowers and CIA whistleblowers named George Herschel Walker Bush, Daddy Bush, who just happened to be Billy Graham's favorite president. Did you know that? George Bush also talks about how him and Billy Graham used to swim at the White House bare naked. Okay? Folks, you can take it for what you want to take it. That doesn't sound like an upright individual to me. President Truman never trusted Billy Graham. But just think about it, since Billy Graham has been there, friends, all the way from the time that he was introduced into the world affairs concerning the church, and the American people accepted him as being the man to follow rather than Christ to follow. It's interesting how abortion came into play, prayer was removed from school, abortion, murder of the innocent, homosexual marriage. All these presidents, friends, praising Billy Graham. What's he been doing there? Man, I wonder if there isn't hell to pay today for Billy. I'm just curious. Because Franklin's bringing on the same thing by what he's advocating for, and it's going to happen in his lifetime in this world if we don't get this straight. And yes, this bothers me, and yes, it should bother you as well. Furthermore, the authority in this country and the supreme law of the land is the U.S. Constitution, Article 6, Section 2. I'm sorry, Article 6, Section 2, and Article 2, Section 3. Again, this is how slaves are made. Folks, we need to pay attention to what's going on. This is also the same government that has kept Americans in a perpetual state of fear for decades. Yet, Franklin Graham wants you to submit to the authorities. Hey, folks, believe it or not, the modern churches have had weekend conferences on faith versus works. You know, but the bottom line is Galatians 5:6 tells us that faith worketh by love. And, of course, love is in demonstration, 1 John 3:18. And we are commanded to seek and save that which is lost. Never hear that from the church, Luke 19:10. And I do not know of a better time than to go out there and reach the lost than right now, John 4:35. I want to end with this. It's our job to wake up, sleepers. Matter of fact, in Ephesians 5:14, it tells us, awake thou that sleepest and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light. Whoa. You know, in conclusion, the world loves the Grahams, friends. Well, Christ was hated. How do you do that? John 15:18. Look at how the Grahams are held up in admiration, and they are highly esteemed among men, which, by the way, is an abomination to God, Luke 16:15. Isn't it interesting how men speak so well of the Grahams? Luke 6:26 tells us, in contrast, woe unto you when all men speak well of you, for so did their fathers to the false prophets. How is it that the mainstream media gets along with the likes of a Franklin Graham? Oh, he's diplomatic. Well, diplomacy is seduction in another guise. How do you justify that? You can't. The bottom line is Franklin needs to study church history, and so do you. As well does Franklin Graham need to repent, because he's going to answer before a just and a holy God. Matthew 3:2. As do the men that are following the likes of a Franklin Graham need to know their own Bibles and to whom that they should be following. Study and show yourself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. 2 Timothy 2:15. Love you by what we do. Folks, talk to you in a day in 23. See ya.
This is a pandemic survival alert, and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meatpacking plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.